الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد
وعلى
آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد،
الصلاة
قد
والسلام
وصلنا
على نسل باب
في
الله
دروس
محمد صلى الله عليه
السيرة
وسلم.
النبوية العطرة إلى
In the lessons of
الحديث
the
عن هذا الباب وما بعده، يعني
a small chapter covering the names of the animals the Messenger used, like his horses, his camels, mules, covering one part of his life, of the seerah of the Messenger. We'll cover, inshallah, the stanzas in this poem, and then we'll discuss and interpret everything. Again, this is the book of Al-Imam Al-Iraqi covering the life and the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
يقول إن المصطفى عليه الصلاة والسلام كان له يعني عدة أفراس، منها
المسنجر صلى الله عليه وسلم had numerous horses. And the author here says that there are seven of those horses that all the scholars unanimously knew them. They were famous horses that all scholars agreed upon. And scholars, on the other hand, discussed other horses and were not unanimous about them, were not all on the same page. The Messenger used to name his animals, and he used to distinguish his animals, his horses, with names that distinguish them, and things that would describe the attributes and the traits of these animals. So the seven horses that all scholars agreed upon and knew were famous. One horse, his name was Sakbul, and it was the very first horse that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam owned. He bought this horse from a man from the tribe of Fazar in Al-Madinah when he immigrated to Medina. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used this horse, Sakb, in the battle of Uhud. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam rode it. And Sakb, the name Sakb in Arabic means Sakb means pouring, meaning water being poured, and when it's poured, it comes down quick. So this describes the horse. It was famous for its speed. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam named it Sakb, meaning faster than pouring water. Another horse, or second horse, is Lizaz. And Lizaz in Arabic means something that when racing anything beats it. And this horse was a gift to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the king of Egypt. When the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent messengers to invite the king of Egypt and introduce him to Islam, Al-Muqawqis at the end of the visit sent with the messengers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gifts. Among those gifts was this horse, Lizaz. Third horse is Virb. A verb means small mountains or short mountains, bigger or taller than hills but smaller than the big mountains, and that is verb in Arabic. And this horse was named Darib because of its size. It was a big horse, it was a strong horse. And it was a gift to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Farwa ibn Amr. And he was also a king that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent messages and letters inviting him to Islam.
اسمه سبحة.
Fourth horse, his name was Sabha. Sabha was a blonde female. The Messenger bought it from a Bedouin and from the tribe of Juhayna. And that was a blonde horse, a female horse. The fifth horse, his name was Murtajiz. And Murtajiz is like, in Arabic means a song that shepherds sing to camels and sheep when they lead them to feed. And this horse had a beautiful sound, this a horse sound, and therefore it was named Murtajiz. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم bought a horse. Bought a horse from a Bedouin. And after the Messenger bought this horse, this Bedouin said, "It's my horse, you did not buy it." Denied that the Messenger paid for the horse. The Messenger said, "Bring your witness. Bring a witness that says, I did not buy this from you." And the he could not bring anybody, and the Messenger brought a message, a witness, and that witness said, "Yes, I witnessed the Messenger paid for it," and he was not there. And the Messenger asked him, "How can you witness something that you have not witnessed?" And the man said, "If the Almighty God witnessed that you are His messenger, how can I not witness that you are honest and you are telling the truth?" And there's a story behind this witness. After the death of the of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, in attempting to collect the Quran that the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم wrote, Abu Bakr attempted to collect all of those writings into one book. And he made a condition that whomever comes in with any writing, that he has to have two witnesses to testify that he wrote it from the mouth of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. The last two ayahs in Surah At-Tawbah, the chapter of At-Tawbah in the Quran, the last two verses in that surah.
فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله ولا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. أخذ الآيتين في سورة التوبة فلم يجد إلا نسخة واحدة.
أبو بكر الصديق could not find any copies except one, and that copy خزيمة, this man that witnessed the purchase of the horse. And no, only one, there was not a second witness to testify that this is a true ayah. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq then was told that the Messenger said that the testimony of Khuzaima equals the testimony of two men. And this is the man that that's the man that witnessed the purchase of this horse from the Messenger. The name of the sixth horse that the author brought up, the name of that horse is Ward. And this was a gift to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم from Tamim al-Dari. He was the leader of the tribe of Dar. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم named this horse Ward, and Ward in Arabic means flower, because this horse had a distinguished rosy color, close to the red, darker than blonde, and close to red. So the Messenger ﷺ named it ورد
اللي هو بنسميه حلال البرتقال او شيء قريب من هذا يعني ما بيكش يسمونه كبير بلون بلون فهذا اللون فهو بين الكوميت الكوميت اللي هو الاحمر وبين الاشقر فاللون اللي بينهم يقال له الورد وبالنسبة لألوان الفرس ألوان الخيل يعني خيل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت ألوان شتى يعني منها مثلا
أنا مثلا صلى الله عليه وسلم had horses of different colors.
أول فرس اللي هو سك كان أدهم والأدهم اللي هو الأسود كان
First horse that Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم ever had was Sakb, and Sakb was black.
طيب والفرس السابع اللحيف
The seventh horse that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had his name the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم named it لحيف لحيف in Arabic means the animal that has a tail that touches the ground and this horse had a very long tail that caused dust to rise and these are the seven horses that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has owned according to the author covering the animals that the Messenger that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has owned most of these horses were gifts from kings that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم sent letters to inviting them and presenting them presenting Islam to them Some of those kings killed the messengers that Prophet Muhammad sent to them, refusing Islam, and others responded kindly by sending gifts back.
والطرف اللي هو كريم الآباء والأمهات كلا طرفين كريم يخلي لها أنساب
Other horses the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم owned was a horse named طرف and طرف is the son or the daughter that has very good parents meaning that this is a horse from a very strong race meaning it was bred for racing
والسرحان وذو العقال والسجن ويعبود هي المذكورة في الأبيات هذه كلها أسماء خيول يعني روية أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اقتناها وفيها يعني اختلاف ما بين عن يوسف ومنها طيب الباب الذي بعده قال
The next small chapter, the author of this book here covers the names of the mules and the donkeys that Prophet Muhammad owned. And as we said, that the author here in attempting to cover the entire life of the Messenger and everything that had to do with his daily life covered even the name of the animals that the Messenger owned.
وبغلة أهدى له النجاشي وهو بأخلاق النبي الفاشي حماره عفير أو يعفور أو فهم اثنان وتل مشهور وكونه كان اسمه زيادة
We'll read the stanzas and then we'll cover them in detail إن شاء الله
رضيفه قيس بن سعد ولده
Okay, the author says the mules that the Messenger owned were five or six. First one, his name was Duldul. And it was a gift from the king of Egypt. And as we discussed before, the king of Egypt received the messengers that Prophet Muhammad sent to him, inviting him to Islam, did not receive the invitation or did not accept the invitation and did not accept Islam, but sent the messengers of the Prophet Muhammad sent them back with gifts. And among them was Duldul. Second mule, the name of it was Fidda. And Fidda in Arabic means silver. And it was a gift to the Messenger from Farwa ibn Amr. And he was a leader of a big tribe in Arabia, in Al-Madinah at the time.
فوهبها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
And the
Messenger
صلى الله عليه وسلم received that gift and also in return gave it as a gift to his companion Abu Bakr. A third mule is Al-Ayliya. And Ayliya is derived from the word Ayla. And Ayla is the name of the region in Palestine. So Ayla was the name of the region in Jordan and Palestine, now known as Eilat. The king of Ayla, the Messenger of Allah, wrote him and sent him messengers presenting Islam to him and introducing him to Islam. And in return, after he received the messengers, he sent them back with gifts. And among them was this mule, Al-Ayliya. Also, a fourth mule was Uqaydir. And Uqaydir was a gift from the king of Dawmat al-Jandal. There's also narrated that Caesar,
لكن هذه الرواية قال فيها نظر كما قال وجاء
for the king of Persia the king of Persia sent a mule as a gift and scholars disagree about that because it was well known that the king of Persia tore the message from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and threw it away
قال وبغلة أهدى لهم النجاشي
Another mule was given to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم as a gift from Al-Najashi, the king of Ethiopia. And then the author moves to mentioning the names of the donkeys that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم owned.
فكان له حمير عليه الصلاة والسلام منها حمار اسمه عفير
One donkey was named Ufair or Ya'fur. Some knew this donkey as Ufair and others knew it as Ya'fur. It's the same donkey. And some scholars say it was two different donkeys.
وهذا الحمار أهداه المقوقس اللي هو
And this donkey was a gift from the king of Egypt.
قال أوفاهما اثنان وذا المشهور الإمام العراقي يقول المشهور أنهما اثنان عفير غير يعفور
And the author goes after that, continues the stanza saying that Ufair and Ya'fur are two different animals. And the author says, and what was rumored after that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had a donkey named Ziyad, son of Yazid, meaning that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم named his donkey and his father, is not true. The Messenger never called an animal by his name and his father's name, like you would name people.
سعد بن عبادة رضي الله عنه وجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نشيد. سعد بن عبادة السيد
Third was
النبي صلى الله عليه
Sa'd ibn Ubadah, and he was the leader of the Khazraj tribe in Egypt, in Al-Madina. And Sa'd ibn Ubadah saw the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم walking one day. And decided to send the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم a gift, a donkey. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to ride on it rather than walk. So Sa'd insisted that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to ride on this horse, on this donkey. And then after he sent that donkey to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he sent his son after that to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, telling him and begging him not to return the donkey, and that this donkey is a gift from my father, not only to use it right now. And this is a gift to use forever. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم accepted that gift. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had Ufayr, Ya'fur, and this third one that was a gift from Sa'd ibn
Ubadah.
Next chapter is covering the name of the animals, the camels. The camels and the camels, meaning the males and the females. The females that give milks, and the males that are used in battle and used for their other uses, such as hair and meat.
فقال نقرأ الأبيات ونشرحها إن شاء الله. يقول كانت له لقاح الحناء رريس بهوم السمراء بردة والمروة والسعدية حفيدة مهرة واليسيرة رياء والشقراء والصهباء عبداء جدعاء هما القصواء وغيرهن والجمال استعلب وجمل أحمر والمكتسب غنيمة في يوم بدر من أبي جهل فأهداه إلى البيت النبي في أنفه برة نيل فضة غاز به كفار أهل مكة قد في أنفه برة نيل فضة غاز به كفار أهل مكة.
The author says that the camels that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم owned, the author says that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had numerous camels that were milked, and the author mentioned their names. Among them,
ناقة اسمها الحناء. اسمها الحناء. فالحناء هذه اسمها
was
المقنع.
الحناء.
اسمها الحناء. على اسم الناقة المعروفة.
الحناء is the famous plant that is used to dye, that women use it to dye their bodies and their hands.
والثالثة اسمها بغوم.
There's a second one was عريس. عريس. The third one was Bughum. The fourth was As-Samra. Fifth one is Burda. Sixth one is Marwa. And Burda. Burda was mentioned that it was a gift to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم from الضحاك. And this Burda was famous for its milk, that it used to milk as much as two grown female camels.
والسابعة السعدية.
Seventh one السعدية.
السابعة اسمها السعدية. وناقة ثامنة اسمها
It
حفيدة.
is حفيدة.
حفيدة وناقة تاسعة اسمها مهرة.
Ninth is
مهرة
مهرة.
هذه أيضا كانت هدية أخرى من
And
سعد بن
مهرة
عبادة.
was also a gift
سعد بن عبادة أهدى
from سعد بن عبادة.
مروة
سعد بن عبادة
مهرة، ناقتان كانت هدية لسعد بن عبادة.
gave the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
وناقة عاشرة
two camels
اسمها
بردة and مهرة.
اليسيرة أو اليسيرة،
Tenth
رويت يعني
camel
بالضم والفتح.
is اليسيرة.
وناقة عاشرة الحادية عشرة
Number
اسمها
11
رياء.
رياء.
رياء بفتح الراء وتشديد الياء. ناقة اسمها الشقراء، ناقة اسمها
12 is
الصهباء.
الشقراء.
أخرى
13
اسمها عضباء
الصهباء.
وجدعاء.
14 عضباء.
قال هما القصوى، يعني المؤلف يقول إن العضباء والجدعاء هما لقبان لنفس الناقة اللي هي اسمها القصوى.
And that was a
إن
nickname
القصوى
for
وهذه
a camel known القصواء.
لما قالوا إيه تلك الحديث، قالوا خلقت القصوى، قال ما خلقت القصوى وما هو لها بخلق. كان الناقة القصوى يعني،
And this
وإنما
camel was
حدثها
mentioned
الحديث
in a
في
hadith.
تذكرون هذا في أي حديث في صلح الحديبية. لما النبي صلى الله عليه
In
وسلم
the treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah,
يعني ذهب لصلح
the
الحديبية
peace of Al-Hudaybiyah,
ناقة يعني بركة،
this animal, this camel,
فقالوا خلقت
القصواء,
القصوى
sat,
سعدت يعني وبركت
sat. The companion said,
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما خلقت القصواء ومن هو
القصواء
لها
is
بخلق.
tired
فقال
and sat
استنى
down
شوية يعني
because she
بدل
is tired. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, القصواء is
حدثنا
not
حديث
tired
كده
and
الذي
tired
منعها
is not
من
a trait
الكلام
of her. She
رب
sat
العالمين
down
سبحانه وتعالى
because
منعها من
something made her sit
دخول
down.
يعني.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade her
يقول
from
ان
going
القصواء
into
هي
Mecca
كانها
before
هذه
this
التي
treaty is
اصفر
done.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكذا. اسمها القصواء كانت تسمى ايضا العضداء وتسمى الجبعاء. وقال ابن قتيبة بل هن ثلاث. بعض علماء السير يعني قالوا لا، العضداء والجدعاء ناقتان أخريات غير القصوى. هنا الإمام العراقي رأيه أن العضداء والجدعاء هما لقبان أو اسمان آخران من نفس اللقب. قال وغيرهن، يعني هنا إما قصد الحصر يعني هنا لما
And the author continues and saying, and other camels, meaning these are examples of some of the camels and not all the camels that the Messenger ﷺ had. As for the male camels,
there
was a camel named Thalab and a red camel.
وجمل ثالث، قصة الجمل الثالث هذا أنه قد
The third
اكتسب غنيمة في يوم بدر من أبي جهل.
is المكتسب.
جمال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، جمل اكتسب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غنيمة
And
في
the
يوم
Messenger
بدر
صلى الله عليه وسلم
من أبي جهل، كان مملوكا لأبي
won
جهل.
this camel as a
خرج
booty
أبو جهل
of war
يقاتل
in the
المسلمين
battle of Badr,
وغنم
the very
المسلمين في
first
غزوة.
battle in Islam.
وهذا الجمل كان أبو جهل معلمه بإيه؟ ببرة.
And this camel was
برة من
distinguished
الفضة
by
زي
Abu
حلقة
Jahl.
حلقة من الفضة
Abu Jahl distinguished this camel by
تميزه
putting
يعني كان دعوة
like a silver dollar, a silver coin in its
وغنم
nose.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ظل عند
And the
النبي صلى
Messenger
الله عليه
صلى الله عليه
وسلم
وسلم won it in booty from Abu
ظل
Jahl
عند النبي
among the
صلى الله عليه وسلم
elite
حتى
leaders
لما
of
كان
Mecca
في
in that battle.
عمرة الحديبية في عمرة
And the Messenger صلى
الحديبية
الله عليه وسلم uses this camel
أهدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا
to
الجمل للبيت ليغيظ به الكفار. يعني هذا الجمل يذكرهم بإيه؟
He, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to use this camel to remind the kuffar, remind people of Mecca about their defeat in Badr by showing it off to them often and also to annoy them even more. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم gave it to his house. meaning kept it for domestic work.
صلى الله عليه وسلم أهدى هذا الجمل للبيت، فما يقدروا يقدرون يعني يمسوه بأذى يعني في دينهم وشريعتهم. يعني شيء عظيم الجمل أهدي للبيت، لا يستطيع أحد أن يمسه. فأهداه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للبيت والحديبية. بعد ذلك الباب الذي بعده قال باب ذكر منائحه وديكه. صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر المناكح والديك. المناكح جمع منيحة، والمقصود
Next
هنا
chapter is
الشياه يعني الغنم، المقصود
cover
الغنم يعني،
the sheep
وهي في الأصل
and the
يعني كلمة
roosters
منيحة في الأصل
that the
يعني
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
الشاة
had.
التي يعيدها الإنسان لآخر حتى يشرب من لبنها ويعيدها إليه، يقال إنها منيحة، هي الشاة ذات اللبن التي يعني يعطيها الإنسان
And
لما
these are
يموت
the
الأوزاع
sheep
يعني
producing
يشربها
milk,
يحلب منها وينتفع بلبنها ويجد غيرها.
goats.
ثم صارت يعني تطلق المنيحة يعني على الشياه ذات اللبن يعني بصفة عامة وكلها منيحة. نعم المنيحة هي نعم هي جاية من المنحة اللي هي العطية يعني
And
زي
these are
المنيحة.
sheep that
نعم
used to be given to others to use their milk
المنيحة
and return them
المنيحة
back.
يعني تطلق على العطية بصفة عامة بدون بغض النظر انها ممكن منحة، ممكن تكون ثوبا، تكون قلما، تكون أي شيء منحة يعني مالا، نقودا، تمرة، طعاما،
And these sheep
منحة
are
يعني
called
نعم.
منيحة
بس المنيحة هي
in
نوع من
Arabic. And
المنحة
منيحة means something that is
هي
given
منحة
to be used.
الغنم يعني خاصة
And it is
وأحيانا الضبط
specified
الكبير
that word
زي
to
الكبر
describe
ذات
sheep,
الأعناق أو ذات اللبن
basically sheep
شبه
that are given to other
بس صارت
people
بعد كده
to
كلمة
use
منيحة
them
يعني
for a
تطلق
period
على
of time,
الغنم بصفة
to use
عامة
them for their milk,
يختلف عن الإنسان
and then return it back to its
الشياه
owner.
الحلوب
And these
يقال لها
are
المناكح
sheep that the
بصفة
Messenger صلى الله عليه
عامة.
وسلم owned, milk-producing
والمقصود يعني
sheep like goats.
الشياه يعني أو الأغنام التي كانت عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحلب منها ويشرب من لبنها.
And these are also the same goats that the
يقول
Messenger صلى
هنا
الله عليه
كانت
وسلم
له
milked and drank their
مناكح،
milk.
مناكح بركة زمزم سقيا، عجرة ورشة أطلال أطراف قمر مع يمن، مع يمن غوثتنا الغيثة بل في السنن. كانت له 100 شاة غنما ولا يريد أن تزيد كلما، ولد منها بهمة راعيها ذبح شاة لا يزيد فيها. وكان أيضا عنده ديك له أبيض فالمحب قد نقله. طيب يقول في هذا
The author
الباب
says
يعني أن
here
النبي صلى الله عليه
that
وسلم
the
كانت
Messenger
له
صلى الله عليه
مناكح،
وسلم
مناكح غنم
had
وعنده شياه يحلبها عليه الصلاة والسلام.
sheep that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم milked
ذكر بعض
and drank
أسمائهم
their milk.
قال
Among them
يعني كانت إيه ترعاهن يعني أم أيمن،
and these sheep
كانت أم
were
أيمن
being shepherded by أم أيمن. أم أيمن used to take
بركة
care
حاضنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم،
for
كانت إيه
those
ترعى هذه
sheep. And
الشياه.
أم أيمن was a nanny
وذكر
and
بعض
the
أسماء
servant that the
هذه
Messenger صلى الله
الشياه
عليه وسلم
منها
had.
يعني شاة اسمها بركة وشاة اسمها زمزم
Among those sheep
وشاة
was
اسمها
بركة
سقيا، شاة
زمزم
اسمها
سقيا
عجرة
عجرة
ورشة وأطلال
ورشة
وأطراف وقمر
أطلال
يمن
أطراف
وغوثة
قمر
أو غيث.
يمن
هذه أسماء
غوثة.
بعض الشياه التي يعني نقل أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سمى بها
And
بعض
these are names
شيائه
that the Messenger
وعرف
صلى الله
أن
عليه وسلم
تسمية
gave to these
المسميات يعني كان هذه
sheep.
هدي
And
النبي
as
صلى
we
الله عليه
said,
وسلم سمى
the
يعني
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
الطيور
used to give names
والطيور
that describe
والغنم
these
يعني
animals,
المسميات اللي يجعل كل
describe
منها اسما يعني يميزه بعض.
nature of these animals and attributes that these animals had.
قال بل في السنن ترى هذه بعض اسماء يعني اشياء
The author said
يعني
that these are
شيء يعني
names
لما
of
ورد في
some of the
السنن
sheep,
في سنن ابي
and
داود
that in the Sunan
جاء
of
في
Abu
سنن ابي
Dawood,
داود يعني حديثا
Abu
ان
Dawood
النبي صلى
mentioned
الله
that
عليه
the Messenger
وسلم
صلى الله عليه وسلم
كان له 100
had
شاة من
100
الغنم لا يريد ان تزيد عليها، كان يعني
had
حديثا عن كم
100
من
sheep and the Messenger صلى الله عليه
لا
وسلم did
تزيد
not
عن
want the number of those sheep to
كلما
increase.
ولدت
Every time
يعني بهمة
his sheep
كلما يعني
gave birth,
ولدت شاة يعني صغيرة ذبح النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مكانها شاة كبيرة.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم,
كلما
every
ولدت
time
شاة صغيرة
a
يذبح
sheep
مكانها
gives
شاة
birth,
كبيرة بحيث يظل العدد
the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
ثابت
slaughters an
على
adult
100.
sheep. So
بالضبط
he keeps the number
يذبح
at
كلها
100.
ويأكل منها ويهدم
He will slaughter it and give part of its meat
بحيث يحافظ
to
يعني
the
على
poor
ذكر يعني دائما يكون في حدود
and give some to his house.
ثم يقول يعني انه عليه الصلاه والسلام كان عنده ايضا ديك ابيض، يقول هذا
The
الكلام
author
يعني
continues saying that the Messenger صلى الله عليه
نقله
وسلم also
من
had
فقه
a
الفقه
white
الطبري يعني
rooster.
من فقهاء الشافعيه يعني كتب له كتب يعني في سيره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In this rooster, used to wake up the Messenger وسلم, to Al-Fajr prayer.
والشارح يقول يعني أما البقر فلم ينقل أنه ملك منها شيئا عليه الصلاة والسلام لكنه ضحى عن النساء.
The author says that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم never had any cows. But in Sunan, it was mentioned in a hadith that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم slaughtered cows. But never kept them. Slaughtered cows to use the meat for his house and give the rest to others as gift or aid to poor and needy. A question is about the hadith that describes the cows and their milk. About the milk of the cow being as medicine. And the hadith says that the Messenger recommended the milk of cows because cows feed from all type of herbs and plants. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم also recommended the meat of the beef of the cow, meaning the beef, for it is filling. And this hadith is known to scholars. Some scholars made it weak. And some scholars said that it gets taken and gets accepted.
يقول ذكر سلاحه عليه الصلاة والسلام كما بعد ذلك عن السلاح وهو ما يقاتل به في الحق أيضا أسلحة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Next chapter is the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم's weapons that he used in battle. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to name his weapon.
يقول كان له من الرماح خمسة من قي مقاع جاءه ثلاثة ورابع له يسمى المثلية والخامس المثني لذاك سمية. يقول بالنسبة للرماح كان له عليه الصلاة والسلام خمسة
had five spears.
والرمح يعني عبارة عن حديدة.
And the spear is a long piece of steel or wood and had at the end of it or at the tip of it a sharp edge. It usually is about 3 meters in length. Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had five.
غنم من بني قينقاع من يهود بني قينقاع غنم ثلاثة.
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم won three in booty after warring with the Jews of the tribe بني قينقاع in المدينة. And the fourth one was named المثوي. And the fifth one was named المثني.
وثلاثة اللي هي مغنمة من يهود بني قينقاع.
These are the five spears. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم also had
وقوس نبع وهي الصفراء كذلك الكتوم والزوراء. طيب
what is used in archery?
القوس اللي هو ايه بيشد فيه قوس بيكون يعني عصا مقوسه كده ويشكل فيها وتر يضرب بها يرمى بها السهام يعني يكون القوس يعني
is the machinery that is used to aim arrows. Which is the archery that is used in wars in the days where before enemies meet, when they are at a distance, the first stage of the war would be the archers letting go their arrows, and then they get closer, and when they get closer they use their spears until they meet face to face, and the tool of war would be swords.
ألقى نفسه في بئر أو شيء ذلك الله تعالى أن تنصح أن أكتب بعض الأنصاء. طيب يقول عن أقواس النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام خمسة واحد
مثلا صلى الله عليه وسلم had five of those archers, archeries.
اسمه البيضاء وهو قوس من شوحق
one named البيضاء
شوحق هذا نوع من الشجر يعني الجبلي
which means white
وقوس أخرى اسمها نبع وهي الصفراء.
Another one named نبع and also named الصفراء meaning yellow.
قوس أخرى يقال لها الكتوم.
Another one named الكتوم meaning silent.
هذه الرابعة سميت بذلك لانخفاض صوتها إذا رمى عنها.
مثلا صلى الله عليه وسلم named it كتوم because when it's let go does not make any noise so no the enemy does not cannot pay attention to it and cannot anticipate it because he cannot hear it. The fifth one is named الزوراء. These are the archery that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had.
قال كانت له ترس به تمثال كرهه فذهبت تمثال كذا الزلوق للسلاح يزلق وترسه الثالث فهو الفتوك. طيب يقول
Then the author says, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had three turs, and turs is like shield, but it's a lot bigger than a shield. It's a piece of metal, big, egg-shaped, has a handle, and it is usually grabbed by the hand and put in front of the body to protect the body from the hits of swords. The first shield, the first sheep was given to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم as a gift, and on it it had a statue in the shape of a vulture. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم hated it. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, the author said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم removed that statue or that imprint of an animal on that shield. Second shield was named الزلوق, and الزلوق in Arabic means slippery. The Messenger named this shield الزلوق because weaponry used to slip off of it. and it would feel like it has not been touched. The third shield was named Al-Futuq.
أسيافه اتكلم عن سيوف النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال أسيافه الحتف والذوالفقار مأثور العضد مع البتار كذاك مخزن كذا رسوب والقلع لم يسمى والقضيب وقيل ذا قضيبه المنشوق كان بأيدي الخلفاء يشوق.
And discussing the swords of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had many swords. The author mentions nine. And the author says that there was 11 different swords. And the author mentions nine of them. The first one was named Al-Hatf. The Messenger won this in war, as a booty of war, after fighting the tribe of Bani Qaynuqa, the Jews in Al-Medina. Second one was named Dhul-Fiqar. And the Messenger won that in booty in the battle of Badr, the first battle in Islam. The third one was Ma'thur. And the Messenger inherited that sword from his father. The fourth sword was Al-Adud. And that was a gift from Sa'd ibn Ubadah. When the Messenger went out for the battle of Badr, Sa'd ibn Ubadah gave the Messenger this sword. The fifth sword was named Al-Battar, and the Messenger also won that in the booty after the battle with Bani Qaynuqa, the Jews in Al-Medina. Sixth sword is Mikhdam, meaning in Arabic, Mikhdam in Arabic meaning fast cutting. The seventh is Rasul.
مخزن والرسول لو تذكرون يعني كان على الفلس اللي هو صنم بقي لو تذكرون لما تكلم
if you remember if you, if you remember when we discussed when the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم sent
وكانوا علقوا عليه
sent some of his companions to destroy idols that the kuffar worshipped. The kuffar used to hang weaponry and expensive things on these idols, and when the companions demolished and destroyed some of these idols, they brought back this sword and majdum to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
His
name Al-Qadib. And Al-Qadib in Arabic means a piece of wood that you lean on as a stick. Some scholars say that Al-Qadib is a name of a sword that the Messenger owned. Some scholars said that Al-Qadib was the name of a stick that the Messenger used when he walked. And that he used to lean on and stand and use it when he's standing. And it was made of mountain tree wood.
قبل هذا لم يكن سيفاً لأنه كان عصاً
and that it was not a sword.
كان يعتمد عليه النبي صلى
It was
الله
a stick
عليه
that the Messenger
وسلم.
صلى الله عليه وسلم used
وبعد
to lean on.
وفاته عليه الصلاة
Then
والسلام
after his
قالت
death, صلى الله عليه وسلم,
خلفاء بني العباس
the khalifas that came one after the other that ruled the Muslims or led the Muslims, they used to carry that stick. And they used to pass it on one leader after the other. They used to pass it along to one another.
يقول يعني وقيل ذا قضيبه الممشوق كان بأيدي الخلفاء يشوق يعني يشوق من الشوق يعني يشوق إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني يراه الناس يعني ظل قرونا بعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في أيدي الخلفاء وكذا يعني في الأرض معهم يتذكرون النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. طيب بعد ذلك تكلم عن أدراع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أدراع جمع درع الدرع هذا عبارة عن حلقات
Next chapter is covering the
الحديد يعني حلقات صغيرة من الحديد يعني
the shields
يمسك بعضها في بعض بحيث تصبح على شكل
and those
قميص
shields are
زي شكل القميص
basically
كمان يعني دخل كم اليمين في كم اليمين
chains of steel that are worn as a shirt under clothing in battle. It is exactly as a shirt made of very tiny chains of steel. And that is what is described in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Prophet David, Prophet Dawood, the manufacturing of steel and the mentioning of the use of it in the Quran that Dawood used it to manufacture those shirts that humanity never knew before. There is used, it is light in weight, gets worn under the clothing in battle. And that the heads of spears and arrows or swords cannot penetrate it. It is made of tight chains, one inside the other and one on top of the other, that does not allow anything to penetrate it, to touch the skin. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم on the Battle of Uhud wore two of those shirts, one on top of the other. The Messenger ﷺ was teaching his companions to do whatever is necessary and not say, I depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and throw yourself in the fire. That the Messenger ﷺ is teaching his companions to do whatever means is necessary to succeed. Without just saying, I rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go to a battle, for example, without any weapons, saying, I rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seven of those types of shields. And you will notice that the majority of the weaponry of the Messenger were booty that he won after the battle with the tribe of Bani Qaynuqa, the Jews in Al-Madinah. For they were famous and known for the weaponry that they kept and hid in their forts. And the Jews were famous for those shields. One of them was named Dhat al-Fudul, and it was a gift from Sa'd ibn Ubadah. And as you will notice also, Sa'd ibn Ubadah gave the Messenger numerous gifts. He was the leader of Al-Khazraj in Al-Medina, the tribe of Al-Khazraj, the second biggest tribe in Al-Medina. Another shield was named Fidda, meaning silver. Another one named Dhat al-Hawashi, And it was described as it has no similarity. No shield was ever made like this one, that al-Hawashi. That it was made of lead and copper. Another one was named al-Khinnaq.
وكأنها سميت بذلك لاتصالها تشبه الأرنب يعني.
الخنق الخنق in Arabic is the name given to the male rabbit, and it was named, the Messenger of Allah sallam named it like that because it was short. Some of these shields are short. Cover from the neck with sleeves and cover till the chest. And some of them are long, that covers to the abdominal part, the stomach, and some of them are as long as the to the knees.
كانت له منطقة أديم في البطن الحلق والإبزيم. يقول كانت له منطقة أديم في البطن الحلق والإبزيم. يقول إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت له منطقة.
Also, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
الحزام.
Had a belt.
لف على البطن كان حزام عريض يعني كذا.
White من الجلد. Belt made of leather.
فقط من الجلد وزي الحزام الجلدي كذا العريض. وحلقوه من الفضة وإبزيمه من الفضة.
And the ends of this belt was made of silver, was made of chains of silver at both ends, and that's how they get hooked to wrap around the body. The hooks were made of silver of that belt.
من الفضة والإبزيم اللي هو في رأس المنطقة من الفضة والطرف من الفضة يشد بها وسطه عليه الصلاة والسلام كما تفسر خاصة وقت القتال.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم wore it in battle to wrap and to keep the clothes and the shields tight to the body and to hang the sword on.
الرايات والأنوية الرايات والأنوية.
Next chapter, the flags and the banners.
العقاب كالنمراء مع راية صفراء مع سوداء كانت له ألوية بيض كذا أسود مع أخضر مع أخضر منها اتخذ. بالنسبة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان عنده
مسجد صلى الله عليه وسلم
والغاية اللي هي إيه العلم الكبير يعني.
Had flags, big flags.
الغاية هي الأكبر من اللواء ليس كبير. نعم اللواء أكبر
من اللواء أكبر والله أعلم.
ممكن نراجع نعم هو يعني الراية
العلم الكبير.
أيوة الراية هي العلم الكبير واللواء العلم الصغير. فالراية هي الأكبر من
الراية. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم had banners and flags.
كان له رايات هي الأعلام الكبار وله ألوية.
الراية which is a big flag.
الأعلام الصغار. فيكون مثلا الجيش له راية واحدة يعني علم كبير كبير.
So an army would have a big banner.
صغار زي أعلام صغار كده كل قبيلة كل يعني فرقة.
A big banner and the rest of the army is divided into different tribes in different platoons and each tribe in a platoon would carry its flag.
بالنسبة للرايات يقول يعني
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had numerous.
يقول كانت
banners.
قبايته العقاب كان عنده جلسة
His
راية يقال لها العقاب.
He had a banner named
رايته
العقاب,
العقاب
which is
كالنمرات.
vulture.
يقول إن هذه الراية كالنمرات يعني تشبه لون النمر, والنمر لونه فيه إيه؟ أبيض وأسود.
And the color.
أبيض وأسود. بس كان السواد أغلب عليه. يعني كان لونها زي لون النمر.
And the color of that banner was black
لكن
and
غالب
white.
لونها كان
But the
السواد.
majority of its
وكانت
color was black.
مربعة. يعني راية كده مربعة.
And the banner was
فالكرة
square.
من بعيد كأنها سوداء خالصة. بس
From a
الغرض منها
distance, it
يجب
is seen
إيه؟
as
يعني
you can see it as black.
بقعة بيضاء
And
داخل
when you,
فيه
the closer you get to it, then you
السواد
notice that it is made of
تشبه النمر.
black and white.
فيقال
It
لها
was
نمراء
made
ويقال لها سوداء. لذلك
it
يعني
was made out of
بيضاء.
tiger skin.
وكان له رايات أخرى صفراء. فيقول رايته
He
العقاب
had another
الراية
banner
المشهورة هي العقاب كانت
named
سوداء. وعنده
الصفراء,
راية أخرى
meaning yellow.
صفراء. و يعني روى الطبراني أن هذه الراية كانت للأنصار. يعني كان النزال خصوصا الأنصار كان لهم
The
راية
famous scholar
صفراء.
الطبراني says
وراية أخرى
that
سوداء
this banner was for
النبي
الأنصار,
عليه الصلاة والسلام. كان عنده راية نمراء
the people
وراية
that the
أسود.
companions that lived in Al Madina
راية
did not
صفراء
immigrate
وراية
from Mecca to Medina, they
سوداء
were the
كانت
dwellers of
للأنصار.
Medina, Al Ansar. And
وروى
that
أبو
was their
الشيخ
banner,
أن رايات النبي صلى الله
الصفراء.
عليه وسلم كان مكتوبا عليها لا إله إلا الله محمد
And
رسول الله.
scholars said
كان مكتوبا
that the
عليها
banners of
لا
the
إله
Messenger
إلا
صلى الله
الله
عليه وسلم
محمد
were all written
رسول
on the saying لا
الله.
إله
هذه
إلا
رايات
الله
النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام.
محمد
وكانت له
رسول الله.
الألوية. الألوية جمع الواء هي الأعلام
And the Messenger
الصغيرة.
صلى الله عليه
كان
وسلم
عنده
had
ألوية
also small
كثيرة.
flags,
وكانت تفرق يعني على فرق
and
الجيش.
these flags would be distributed among the
بيض وسود.
battalions of the
يعني كان في ألوية بيض
army.
قال كانت له ألوية بيض كذا
They were
سود
white
مع أخضر.
and
وبعض
black.
الألوية يعني لونها أخضر اللي هو اللون اللي هو زي يسموه الرصاصي أو
And some of those banners were,
الوريد
some of
الأسود
those flags
والأبيض
were also
اللي هو اللون
gray
الأبيض المشوب يعني زي
or
لون
divided into
الرصاصة
black and white.
الفضي أو كذا يقال له الأخضر. فكان عنده عليه الصلاة والسلام ألوية يعني سوداء وألوية بيضاء وألوية لونها أخضر وكان يستعملها عليه الصلاة والسلام. والألوية غالبا ما بيكونش عليها كتابة يعني الألوية بتكون
The flags usually does not
ليس عليها
have, do
كتابة.
not have any writing.
بعدها يقول خرابه. يتكلم الآن عن الخراب. تعرفون الحربة برضو يعني زي عصا كده ولها طرف من الحديد.
Next is
الحربة تكون
the
يعني أصغر من الرمح يعني الرمح يعني تكون طويل.
spears.
الحربة
Which are shorter than the spears we discussed
عصا
before.
ولها طرف يعني
The
الحديد
spears we discussed before are like
أصغر
3
من
meters in length and longer.
قال خرابه البيضاء
The
ثم
smaller
النفعة
spears that the Messenger
وحدته
صلى الله عليه وسلم had.
مستغمرة عن ذهب. يقول خراب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان عنده عدة خراب. عنده
The
زعتر
author says
ثم
that the Messenger صلى
البيضاء
الله عليه وسلم had
حربة
numerous
ثم
ones,
النبعة
one named البيضاء,
وحربة صغيرة
one named نبعة,
يقال لها عنزة. يقال
One,
لها
the Messenger
عنزة.
صلى الله عليه وسلم
هذه
named
الحربة
عنزة.
هي العنزة يعني عصا ولها طرف كده مدبب من الحديد. كان دايما يصطحبها معه النبي صلى
And the
الله
Messenger
عليه
صلى الله
وسلم
عليه وسلم always carried that with him, and it was
يعني يصلي غرزها في
a
الحرب
short
واتخذها سكرة.
stick, and at the
طبعا
end of it
مدبب الحديد
is
الرزق وجعلها سكرة
a piece of
يصلي الليل.
metal.
وكان أيضا
The Messenger صلى الله
يذهب
عليه
إلى
وسلم
الخلاء
used to
يأخذها
carry it.
معه ويغرزها في الأرض. قيل يعني يضع عليها ثوبه أو قيل يعني تكون علامة تدل على أن هذا المكان يعني فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى لا يقترب أحد منه. وكان يستعملها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And that stick the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم carried
يستعملها
with him
يعني
always. He used to lean
قال
on it
يغفره السبوق
and write on the ground
والصحل.
with it or draw on the ground in it when he is
تصطاده
discussing or
الكلب
planning.
كما قد صرحه. يقول يعني من مقتنيات النبي عليه الصلاه والسلام ايضا من مقتنيات النبي عليه الصلاه
The
والسلام
author
ايضا انه
continues
كان عنده
to
مغفر.
among the belongings
المغفر
of the
هو
Messenger
زي
صلى الله عليه وسلم
الخوذه كده التي تلبس على
is
الراس تقي الراس يعني زي التغطيه كده من التغطيه
helmet
تلبس على
made
الراس.
of
كان
steel
عنده مغفر
is worn on the head
يقال له
like war
السبوخ.
helmet.
والموشح ومغفر آخر اسمه الموشح.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had two.
عليه الصلاة والسلام واحد اسمه السبوخ.
One named
السبوخ الموشح.
And the other named الموشح.
وكان عنده فسطاط صلى الله عليه وسلم. فسطاط اللي هو الإيه؟ الخيمة. كان مقتنياته عليه الصلاة والسلام كان له فسطاط. فسطاط اللي هو زي الخيمة.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم also owned a tent.
الكين. يقال له
It was named الكند.
فسطاط اسمه الكين. يعني يكن من البقر والكين.
And الكن يكن means to protect or to shield, meaning from the rain and the heat.
محجمه قدر ذراع يستلم في حجه الركن به كما علي. يقول إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان له محجم من مقتنيات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محجم والمحجم قال خشبة في طرفها وجاج كالصولجان. المحجم خشبة لها إيه؟
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم also owned المحجن. المحجن is a piece of wood that is a piece of stick and the end of that stick is an edge like a stick that you can hold with your hand from the end of it and use the other end to lean on the ground. You can see a lot of the older people these days carrying it. And the stick, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has never given it a name. It was not known with a name. And it was... And that stick was a little bit over 3 feet. Three feet long. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to use it when he wants to lean on it to ride. And it was mentioned that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had that stick with him. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had that stick when he was performing his last pilgrimage before he died, صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he used it when he was performing tawaf around al-Kaaba. Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was away from the black stone, so he would, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would point to the black stone with his stick and then kiss his stick. Scholars said, when a pilgrim is performing pilgrimage, if he can kiss the black stone, go ahead and kiss it. If you can't, then reach it with your hand. And when you reach it with your hand, you can kiss your hand. And if you can't reach it, then try to reach it with something that you can extend to touch the black stone with, like a stick. And then kiss that apparatus that you use to touch the black stone. And then the scholars say, if you can't kiss the stone or touch the stone or reach it with something, if you can't do any of that, then you can point when you perform tawaf in al-hajj, then you can point to al-hajar al-aswad. Just point to it with your hands. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had that stick with him when he performed his last pilgrimage.
قال كانت له هراوة بالنقل كذا عسيب من جريد النخل. كانت له هراوة بالنخل كذا عسيب من جريد النخل. كانت له مخصرة يختصر بها اسمها الأرجون فيما ذكر. يقول إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت له جرابة، والجرابة
The author
العصا.
continues saying that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
العصا
had also
كان له جرابة، وكان له عسيد من
a stick
جليد
or
النخل،
like a bat.
برضه عصا يعني أخرى من جليد النخل. وكانت له مخصرة،
made of the
والمخصرة
palm tree wood.
هو أيضا ما يتوكأ عليه الإنسان، يعني ما يتخصر به الإنسان، ما يختصر به الإنسان، هو ما يتوكأ عليه أو يعتمد أو يعتمد عليه. ورد يعني أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعتمد على هذه المخصرة في خطبة الجمعة،
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was also known to
يعتمد عليها
lean on a piece of stick
منه.
in performing
وقال
خطبة
الخطيب
الجمعة.
إذا
The
كان
Messenger صلى الله عليه
المنبر
وسلم
له
had a
موضع
stick
مثل هذا المنبر، كان يعتمد على
that
المخصرة
he used to when he gets up on the minbar
كان يوسف
in الجمعة prayer in الجمعة
يحسب
speech
أن
in
يجلس
الخطبة.
عصا.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had a stick that he always stood and
قال
leaned
كان
on.
له خفان ساذجين، أتكلم عن بعض ملابس النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، نقرأ الأبيات ونشرحها إن شاء الله. يقول كان له خفان ساذجان أهداهما أصحمة الربان، كذا له أربعة منها أخر أصابها من سهمه من خيبر، له ثلاث من جلاب تلبس في الحرب إحداهن منها سندس أخضر ثم جبة طيالسة تغسل للمرضى وكانت ملبسة، ونمله سمي بالمتصلة ومنه ما سمي بالمتصلة. طيب يقول يعني إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان له خفان
Also,
ساذجان،
the Messenger صلى
ساذج
الله
اللي
عليه
هو
وسلم
بيسموه ساذج يعني، وكان أسود، ويقال أيضا الساذج اللي هو ليس عليه شعر، هو يعني الجلد الذي أزيل شعره،
Messenger صلى
شعر
الله عليه وسلم also had the others discussing some of the belongings of the
فكان له
Messenger صلى الله عليه
خفان
وسلم, and among
أسودان
them
ساذجان أهداهما
was
له أصحمة
two
النجاشي.
leather socks,
هذا قوله أصحمة الرباني،
black
الرباني يعني
in
الرجل
color,
الصالح يعني
that were given to him
أصحمة
as a gift
النجاشي.
from Asḥama.
وكان يلبسهما عليه الصلاة والسلام
The Messenger
ويفتح
صلى الله عليه
عليه.
وسلم
قال
used to
كذا
wear
له
them,
أربعة
and
منها أخر، كان له
when
أربعة
performing
أسواد
wudu,
من
he would
الخفاف أصابها
touch
من
them with water
خيبر، من غنى
top of his
مرتبطة
feet.
بخيبر كان من ضمن الغنيمة، يعني
And another
أربعة
that the
أسواد
Messenger
من
صلى الله عليه
الخفاف
وسلم won
استعملها
or
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
in booty in the battle against
وكان
Bani
له صلى
Khaybar,
الله عليه وسلم ثلاث
the Jews in
جلاب
Khaybar.
تلبس في الحرب، والجلاب اللي هو الجبة، الجبة اللي هو
Messenger
بعض الثياب
صلى الله عليه وسلم also
الجشة أو
owned
العباءة
three
يعني، لكن
jubab, and the jubba
تلبس في الحرب،
is the
الجبة
piece of
للحرب
clothing that is
يلبسها
worn
الخارج
over the clothes
للضروب الغزو.
as
واحدة
a
منها
coat.
كانت يعني يعني كانت محلاة بسندس أخضر، السندس يعني نوع من الحرير وكده، فكان فيها يعني كانت مكثفة بسندس أخضر. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أباح للرجل قدر أربعة أصابع من الحرير، يعني صدر الرجل ممكن أن يحلى بعرض أربعة أصابع في طول الثوب، يعني ممكن أربعة
The
أصابع
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
قدر
had
أربعة
one of
أصابع
those coats,
في
and
طول
that coat
الثوب، يعني
was decorated
من أعلاه إلى أسفله
on the edge
بجسمين
of
زيد
it
عرضه عن
with
أربعة أصابع
green
في طول
silk.
لا يضر يعني أي مكان.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has
فكان
made it permissible for
النبي
men
صلى الله عليه وسلم عنده
to
جبة
decorate their clothing
فيها
with
سندس
silk and
أخضر،
not wear
وكان
silk
عنده
clothing.
جبة طيالسة، والجبة الطيالسة يعني جبة سوداء وكده،
Also, the Messenger
وكانت
صلى الله عليه
تغسل
وسلم
للمرضى ويشربون غسالتها، يتبركون بها، كما في صحيح مسلم من
had
بعد وفاة النبي
black
صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذه الجبة اللي هي
jubba,
الطيالسة السوداء
black
كان
coat.
كثيرا ما يلبسها عليه الصلاة
And
والسلام،
jubba
جبة
is not a coat, it's similar to a coat,
كان
but it
يلبس
is a
العباءة
piece of clothing
السوداء
that
الطيالسة،
traps the body
وكان
over the
يلبسها
clothing.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to wear.
قال وكانت ملبسة، يعني كانت
And the Messenger of Allah used to wear this black jubba a lot. And Aisha, the wife of the Messenger of Allah, used to say, after the death of the Messenger of Allah, when some of the companions were to get severely sick, they would ask for this jubba of the Messenger of Allah, and they used to wash it and drink the water from it to get blessed by some of the touch of the Messenger of
Allah. النبي يعني من يؤمن فيه. فهذه بعض يعني مقتنيات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
These are some of the belongings of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
داهه وآنيته ورتوته يقول إن نختم يعني إن شاء الله الدرس اليوم حتى بقلنا الكلام عن الوفود ونجعله في الدرس القادم.
The next chapter, and this will be the last chapter we'll cover tonight, inshallah.
وقدح تحت السرير عيبان يقضي به حاجته في الأحيان.
The author said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had different cups or containers. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used them for different uses. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم named a cup, named it الريان, meaning the water that quenches the thirst. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم named that cup الريان. He also named another cup المغيث, the one that saves one from thirst. Another cup the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم named مضبب. And the مضبب means
it
had a crack in it. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has an authentic hadith that he forbids, or he does not recommend for Muslims to drink out of a cup that has a crack in it. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم fixed this cracked cup with silver. No, this was a cup that broke, and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used silver to mend that crack and cover it, so nothing would be stuck in it.
أيضا يضعون الماء في هذا القدح, قدح النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا كان عند أنس رضي الله عنه بعد وفاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, كان المرضى يعني يضعون ماء في هذا القدح ويشربون منه لتشفيه المرضى. وقدح آخر من زجاج, كان عنده قدح من
زجاج. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم also had
وقدح تحت السرير عيدان,
made of glass.
قدح من عيدان, وعيدان من خشب.
The Messenger of Allah had a cup or a container made of wood that he used to keep under his bed. And that sometimes when the Messenger of Allah in very cold nights, when he has to, he uses it to relieve himself, meaning to urinate in it when it is dangerous to go outside in the cold nights to relieve oneself. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used it rarely.
من ناله يميره ركوته كانت تسمى الصادرة, قصعته الغراء ليست قاصرة. كان له صاع لأجل فطرته وقعبه كان اسمه بالسعة. يقول هنا
and the author continues.
كان له مركة والمركة هو مخبر. المخبر اللي هو إيه؟ يعني وعاء أو إناء يوضع فيه الخضار. الخضار هو الصبر الذي يصبغ به الشعر أو كذا. فكان عنده مخبر من شبه، والشبه هو إيه؟ نوع من النحاس.
The author here says also that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had a container made of copper that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم kept in it. Hinna, and hinna is a plant that is used to dye the hair. And also the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had a container made of stone that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم kept water in it, used that water to perform wudu, to perform ablution.
قال ركوته كانت تسمى الصادرة. كان عنده ركوة يقال لها الصادرة، وهي نوع من الآن
Also, the messenger owned a container named
الصادرة. ليست قاصرة يعني ليست قليلة الساعة، بل كانت يعني قصعة كبيرة.
And also, the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had a container or like a pot that is used to cook in. Was it a big pot, large in size? And it took more than one person to carry it. It was large in size.
يستعمله لأجل الفطرة، يعني لأجل زكاة الفطرة وكذا. وكان به صاع مكيال.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم also had a container that he used as a measurement tool. He used to measure when he gives out the zakah. He used to use it as a measure to give out food to the poor and the needy, in measuring how much rice and how much wheat and other commodities that he used صلى الله عليه وسلم to give his zakah.
وكان هذا القعب كان من النحاس. يقول كانت له ربعة مربعة كدونة يجعل فيها أنبعة سواكه ومشطه والمحلة كذلك المرآة والمقراض له. يقول إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت له ربعة صندوق.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had a square box.
صندوق مربع، فكانت له ربعة، وقيل إنها كانت من العاج.
And it was said that that box was made out of ivory. It was a gift to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم from the king of Egypt. It was a square box made of ivory that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to keep his clothes in it, as like a closet. Actually, in that box, he used to put his comb, his siwak, his mirror, his nail clipper, and al-mikhala, which is the apparatus that has the black dye that is put on the eye, like Also, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had a bed.
أهداه للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أسعد بن زرارة.
And that bed was a gift to the Messenger from As'ad ibn Zurara. May Allah be pleased with him. And he was among the leaders of Al-Ansar, the leaders of Al-Medina. When the Messenger moved, immigrated to Al-Medina and stayed in the house of Abu Ayyub Al-Ansari when he first came in his first day of Al-Medina. Aisha said that the people of Mecca used a bed, and the bed is above the ground, has legs made of wood. And the word bed in Arabic means everything that is laid down for somebody to sleep on, whether it is leveled with the ground or above the ground. And people of Mecca, their beds were above the ground, had a headboard, and this was similar to today's beds. When the Messenger came to Al-Medina, the house of Abu Ayyub, which is the house that the Messenger stayed in for the first time, did not have it. And when As'ad ibn Zurara found out, he sent to the Messenger a bed as a gift, because he knew that the beds from in Mecca and the people of Mecca are used to that type of bed to sleep on. And that bed, and the description of that bed is it had a board, and it had four pillars it stood on, raised it above the ground. And Aisha said that when the Messenger moved to his house with Aisha, the Messenger took that bed with him and he gave it to Aisha as a gift. And the Messenger died on that bed in the house of Aisha. And the author says, continues saying that people after the death of the Messenger وسلم, people were asking for that bed to put their dead on it, to sleep, to have their last sleep on that bed that the Messenger died on. And that bed, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was carried on to his grave when he died. Also Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he died, before he died, he asked Aisha for that bed to be carried on it to his grave. So Aisha says that after the death of the Messenger, the companions were asking for it to be carried to their graves with it or on it. And the Messenger gave that bed to Aisha. And after the death of Aisha, people competed to buy that bed. And price and was paid for. It was bought for 4,000 dirham, which is an astronomical amount at that time. The next chapter is, we'll cover inshallah next week. All we have is three chapters inshallah. We should cover that next week and finish this book inshallah.